DPI's Jeff Pirtle says part of the problem with the bill is that there are many districts with only a single public school, and about two-thirds of districts statewide have only a single elementary school, a single middle school, and a single high school.
So if we replace the school, what we're really doing is kind of eliminating the option for the traditional public school in those areas.
Pirtle says courts have ruled that's unconstitutional. Beyond potential legal issues, Pirtle says lawmakers should be careful about assuming that charter schools, which are typically more specialized, are either willing or able to take over a large traditional public school that serves a broader population. He also says that creating more charter schools will cut state aid to traditional public schools, effectively raising property taxes in those districts. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.